This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America, including our new affiliates down there in the Caribbean. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospitals, in the air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe, and to everybody down there responding right now to the Bahama Islands and beyond, please be safe. And we know you got a very tough job to do. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for more info. Seven past the hour, here she is, Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor.
Good morning, Captain.
Howdy.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling
howdy.
You.
Howdy.
Yeah, howdy. Howdy. Yes, I'm going to. But I just want to say, I'm so full of emotions here. I honestly didn't know what I was going to put on tonight because we, God spared Florida. We know that there's no doubt about it. And I told my prayer warriors, just rest a while because we're going to have more storms. But
there's three of them out there.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be a very, last week, warming. Well, I'm going to say I was so worn out last night. Some of you know I could stumble on the words. Well, that's what it is. However, I did not know this. I had no idea. I was very busy yesterday, right up until right sort of before the show, and the Lord said, address the Bahamas, address the places that were literally just obliterated almost. And I said, no, I can't do that. They're not going to hear me. Well, luckily, the captain I talked to before the show, I had already pulled out, actually, it's from the Bible, not from my words, because you all need this put on you. You need to know what God's promised for you all. And he said, oh, no, they can listen, some of them. And then I knew this was God. So let me give you a few words. Remember, I'm just a messenger. They're from God himself through Isaiah the prophet. And it's about restoration of your land. So this is the chapter, the whole Bible that's for that. Let me read this. It says, violence no more shall be heard in your land. No more wasting nor destruction. Hear these words within your borders. And you know what? It says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, that's Isaiah, because he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to comfort all that mourn. And I know that many of you are mourning. You have the right to do that right now. But I want you to rejoice because there's words here. I want you to hear this. To appoint unto them that mourn, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for the morning, the garment of praise, and you will be praising again, for the spirit of heaviness, that you might be called trees of righteousness. And you know what? It says, and they shall build the old wasteland. They shall, oh, I love this. They shall raise up the former desolations. How clear can this be? And they shall repair the wasted cities, the desolation of many generations. And you shall be called the priests of God, and you shall be called the ministers of God. And for you, the shame you've been through, you shall have a double portion of help. And in confusion, you rejoice in their portion. Therefore, it says there, your land, they shall possess the double, and everlasting joy will be unto you. And I love it, and I'm going to end this a little because I want to say something. And it says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in God. For as the earth brings forth her bud, and as the garden causes things that are sown in it to spring forth, meaning you will spring forth again, so the Lord God will call righteousness and praise to spring forth to you all, to you, Bahamas, to you in the Carolinas, to all of you, to Puerto Rico, to all of you. I want you to hear this. Before all nations, God will be with you. And then it says, thou shalt no more be termed forsaken. Oh, I love this. And neither shall your land any more be termed desolate. So if you feel forlorn, and you, many of you are, and you're desolate, this is, and by the way, even my heart and soul, not just from God's word, from the prophet Isaiah, but even within my spirit, I just was so restless. I didn't know what to say, what to do, what to tell you all. But I found this absolute perfect word for you all. So remember, God is going to replant. He's going to rebuild. And God can do it. Just like God can change storms around. Don't even go there and tell me he can't, because we just witnessed things that even, shocked me. But I'll tell you, and pray before God. Do not be ashamed to ask God, and take these for yourself, all of you, because it's, I know you've been through, I can't even imagine to lose everything you've had. But you know what God says in this? But he's going to restore you. That's for all of you listening to me right now. This is from God, not from me. You don't even hear it. I'm just the messenger. Hear me, please. I take this for sure. And you know what? By the way, you all have a treat Saturday night, Captain. Next week we'll be on 9/11. We'll be on the fire then. I've got all next week filled, so just hang in there. But let me end with this. This is just a chorus from a song that it's so beautiful. The anchor holds, though the ship be tattered. And boy, has the ships been tattered lately. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face those raging seas. And boy, that's going on right now. But the anchor holds in spite of the storms. Don't forget what that anchor does. It steadies the boat. And you know what? The Lord is our anchor. When there is no other anchor, remember that God is your anchor, people. And I don't know why I keep that one in front of me all the time to remind myself. So be great, be absolutely joyful tonight, and take the praise. And the Lord says he dwells in praise. The Lord God dwells in praise. So start praising and know that, and you can read this whole chapter because I left a lot out. He is going to restore things to you. He's going to give back. He's going to bless you. You'll be called mighty, and the nations that would laugh at you or think, look at you, is not, oh, no, that's not going to happen. And I put that on Florida, too. So thank you so much, Captain. I'll get with you all later, and God bless you all. Don't forget these words. Thank you, Captain.
All righty, Miss Rosary, the prayer intercessor, we're going to take a break. When we come back, the telephone lines are wide open here, and good old Kathy's going to give you the telephone number here. So here we go.
You're listening to the Captain. America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my good friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that operate Relief Factor. They're out of Seattle, Washington, and they like to listen to my program up there on our affiliates in Seattle and Bremerton and Tacoma. Hello, Navy, KITZ, the Megatalk stations up there, AM 920 and AM 1400. And we appreciate them very much. Now, if you're struggling with pain, nagging pain, severe pain, and everything you tried hasn't worked, here's a natural ingredient product for you called Relief Factor. Now, I take it. I'm a customer of theirs, have been for over 3 years. It works for me, then hopefully it'll work for you, which is why I'm telling you about it right now. If you've got arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, muscle aches and pains from normal everyday activities, here's something that can help you. And by the way, swelling in the ankles, all that, this will knock that right out. I'm telling you, it works for me. Now, try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start plan. Costs $19.95 plus shipping and handling. You can go to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain to find out more. There's a little video there if you want to watch it. Tells you all about what's in it, how it works. And I'm sure that for $20, actually it's $19.95 plus tax, but for discussion purposes, for $20, you'll know in 3 weeks whether that $20 was the best investment you ever made. In my case, it was. In my case, it was. Absolutely. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Well, you know, a little while ago I was talking about Nelson up there in Jasper coming down from Valdosta, and who do we have on the phone, I say? Hello, Nelson.
Yes, and how are you, Captain?
Not
good
bad.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, yes, I wanted to commend you on the fact that you have these radio stations now in the Caribbean, and
yep.
I think you think that you have a big imprint. Well, you not only have a big imprint down in the Caribbean, you have in Valdosta, Georgia, because I go in and get coffee, free coffee every morning.
I love the Valdosta people up there, the listeners and whatnot. They've been absolutely nothing short of phenomenal and just very gracious to me. I haven't been up there to meet anybody yet because I'm waiting for Scott James, you know. He's running for mayor, and I'm waiting for Scott James to invite me up there to one of his political functions on the weekend. Then I will go up there, and I will shake some hands.
There you go. And I also noted that he's really campaigning now. He now has 4x4 signs, political signs. He used to just have yard signs, but now they're 4x4, which makes it even more distinguished in terms of the candidacy and so on. Well, I wanted to talk about the 1938 Maine hurricane, but I wanted to tease a little bit with this watch list. You know, the courts have just declared the watch list.
The terrorist watch list.
Right. Well, now, how does that red flag law work?
Well, as far as I know, the red flag law is something a little bit different, where a judge, a specific judge at the county level or at the state level, decides on the individual whether or not they need to have their weapons taken away temporarily. It's not permanent. Temporarily, because of something they've said or done, or maybe some drugs are on or whatever the situation might be. That's my understanding of it, and that's just a basic layman's description.
That's mine, too, as well as your neighbor who doesn't like you. Look at the poor senator up there in Kentucky, Rand Paul, and what he went through with a neighbor and so on. Revenge is the name of the game.
Yeah.
And but I did want to talk about the 1938 hurricane.
Okay.
It just became announced, I guess, at least to my knowledge, that western Maine may, in fact, be affected by
yes.
the storm.
Yes.
And the last time that Maine was greatly affected was in 1938. And there was a lot of what we call blowdowns. And the idea was that these trees would be dead and dying that had fallen down and that sort of thing. And so they had to get rid of them. And so under the administration in 1938, they put out to bid those that land, and whoever got the bid would be able to get all these logs free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but they had to haul them off and that sort of thing. Well, one of the guys that hauled them off was a guy by the name of Sidney Grossman. He was from Massachusetts. But what he did was he got a lot of bids and he took this lumber and made lumber yards. And you may have seen these Grossman lumber yards and that sort of thing all throughout at least northern New England, right up to and probably still now. And it worked to the advantage of this Mr. Grossman
mm-hmm.
to have gotten all of this literally free lumber. He had to saw it up and open up stores and that sort of thing. But, you know, if you've got inventory, you can sell it. And he got inventory. His son, David Grossman, was big in the Bill Clinton administration. And basically, it was due to the influence of that Grossman name. And I just thought I'd mention that.
Okay, well, I'm familiar with the name, and the Grossman name is also very much so a big name in lumber. Big name in lumber.
Well, that's how we got to start.
Yep, there you go. All right.
Sidney Grossman, 1938.
Yep. All right, well, thanks. Thanks, Nelson.
Yep.
All right, and by the way, I forgot to mention to Nelson, if you get a hold of a Flying J cup or a Pilot cup, one of those travel cups, and you take it there, not only will you get a free cup of coffee listening to the radio show, going in there, tell them you listen to me, but you get a free cup anytime you show up, period. How about that? So get yourself a Pilot cup or a Flying J cup and go on in there and see what you can do. See what you can do. Now, the other thing is we definitely are humbled by the fact to know, as again, that we've picked up some new affiliates in the Caribbean. I know you folks are listening to me during the storm, which is how this all happened, and you heard the coverage we were giving. There's a lot of Americans that are there, and this is going to be a median that you'll be able to use. Now, you may not have internet down there, most of you right now, but if you can figure out a way to get Wi-Fi or internet, you can use my Facebook page as an intermediary to get your communications back and forth to your loved ones over here in the States or vice versa. I know there's literally several thousand people that are missing right now, and we don't know what's happened to them. I'm going to assume they're missing, and they'll show up because there's no communication. And I mean no communication. They're trying to set up some mobile stations with amateur radio down there to communicate things back and forth to try to let the people know what's happened to their loved ones and whatnot, but that's a work in progress. It's going to take a little while to do, because you just don't go down there and 10 minutes later you've got a radio communication setup going on. The Coast Guard's there, thank God for them. Marines have shown up, thank God for them. The Air Force is there, thank God for them. We've got some other civilian groups that have shown up there, Urban Search and Rescue, some of whom were right here in Florida, have responded over there now. And there's just numerous supplies en route to the folks over there in the Caribbean right now. Not just the Bahamas, but also Marsh Island, Abagos, and the other areas that were struck, that were so severely devastated. So there is help on the way. I was at a facility yesterday, a church in Clearwater, a big church in Clearwater, where they were getting things together. And it's coming your way. Just be a little bit patient. It'll get there as soon as they can get it to you. It'll get there. So there you go. So, we appreciate it. Now, coming up, bottom of the hour, we're going to have, as we always do, our military and veterans news report. We've got a little bit of news to mention about the Afghan deal, which Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will not sign off on. He said, nope, it's not a good deal. We're not doing it. The generals also feel the same way. And you got to remember, this is the Taliban negotiating with us without the Afghan government. How can you do that? How can you do that when it's their country too? How can you do that? So, I don't know what we're going to do, but, you know, don't hold your breath. We're not going anywhere anytime soon when it comes to Afghanistan, even though there's some people who would like you to believe that. But anyway, it is what it is. And we will be, talking more and more about that as we go along. I'm sure I played a little tape there from General Mattis, former Defense Secretary, about what he thought about everything that was going on. And good morning, Sue. How are you? Yeah, well, look where those new stations are there, Sue. All right, we're coming back. Yeah, military and veterans news segments up on the side there. And then we'll have our next highway, Truckers Highway and Bible report. And then, of course, Denise Simon will be along about 5 minutes to the top of the hour. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Hurricane Center says the center of Hurricane Dorian should hit the Outer Banks of North Carolina soon. Deputy Director Ed Rappaport says the storm covers a broad area.
Dorian remains an expansive hurricane. See the high clouds covering much of the eastern part of the United States, with the center located just offshore from South Carolina.
Top sustained winds are at about 100 miles per hour. The power has been knocked out to 250,000 homes and businesses in both of the Carolinas. There's a good chance for flash flooding because of the torrential rain and the storm surge, which could be up to 7 feet. At least 20 deaths have been reported in the Bahamas because of Dorian, and the total is likely to grow higher. This man fought to survive.
We had to swim out, push the bodies out of the way, like plenty, like over 300 hundreds of bodies.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, we had Bo in studio yesterday. He's up in Boston, Massachusetts today, up there in Concord, to be specific, at the facilities up there, taking a look at things. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. If you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, no chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion, maybe you just come out of the military and you've got skills and don't know how to use them, I've got a great idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, which is where my buddy Bo Browning is right now. And the other is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area, where in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. I'll repeat that last part. Unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, you'll start out at $50,000 or $60,000 a year, maybe even more, if you get the luck of the draw and wind up going to work overseas for a military contractor or a foreign government or a foreign airline. Now, it doesn't happen to everybody, but if you're one of the ones that's chosen to do that, then guess what? You can wind up with a six-figure check right off, or an annual salary right off the bat. Now, check them out online by going to NAA.edu. Again, the website, NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Tell them you want to take the tour. That's 800-659-2080 or NAA.edu. Tell them you want to take the tour. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door wide open for you. Believe me when I tell you. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said that he's not going to sign the very risky deal with the Taliban. Now, here's more. The U.S. is closing in on a deal with the Taliban that's designed to wind down America's 18-year war in Afghanistan, but the best indication of how risky the pact may be is this. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo declining to sign it. Now, he's not alone. Other senior U.S., Afghan, and European officials, as well as military people, are saying, don't do it. This is not a good plan. Don't do it. Now, several schools and weapon ranges, as well as hazardous waste treatment, special operations, and a host of other facilities are on the chopping block following Defense Secretary Mark Esper's decision to reallocate $3.6 billion in defense spending away from military construction projects in favor of helping to build barriers along the U.S.-Mexican border. Now, some of these projects are overseas, and the Defense Secretary said maybe the people overseas should be paying for it since they want our troops there. Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. And one of the ones that's willing to do just that is Poland. So to that I say, go for it. And they're happy to do it. Now, the U.S. Air Force is planning on keeping the A-10 Warthog. It will not be one of the planes the U.S. Air Force requests to retire in the upcoming 2021 budget request, because it is an aircraft second to none when it comes to close air support. Nobody does it better than the A-10 Warthog. I've seen it up close and personal. I know it does a great job, and the pilots that fly those have my total and complete respect for what you do. Total and complete respect. Now, the Air Force's stealthy fighters will not meet an 80% mission capable rate. That's a requirement that was set by former Secretary of State James Mattis. They won't hit the readiness targets anytime soon. Air Force is going to have to do something there to get the F-22s and the F-35s more compatible, more in line. Don't know what you're going to do yet. We'll wait and we'll see. Now, a recent incident in which an Army National Guard major said, I hope and pray that you'll be our next president, to former Vice President Joe Biden during a campaign rally, has once again drawn attention to the role service members play in an increasingly partisan political landscape. Remember the president signing the MAGA hats, the red hats that they had at the base that he was at? They got all hot and bothered over that. Well, same people are hot and bothered over this major that was standing there in uniform and said that she would support the vice president, which is something that you're not supposed to do when you're in uniform. But anyway, by the way, U.S. war games now. A series of September and November war games led by the Pentagon's Joint Chief of Staff will evaluate new battle plans for fighting China and Russia. We'll see how we are equipped to do what we're going to do, and we'll be letting you know more about that as we find out about the war games, what it is they're doing. Now, you remember I told you the U.S. and Turkey and the safe zone, the so-called safe zone that's been created in northeastern Syria? Well, it's gotten off to a good start with the U.S.-backed Kurdish-led forces pulling back from a small initial area along the Turkish border. But calm will only prevail if Turkey also removes its troops, because U.S. troops and an allied Syrian militia conducted a joint patrol in a town on the border with Turkey, and a Syrian war monitor reported that the move appeared to be part of an agreement to set up a safe zone along Syria's northeast border. Syrian troops need to move back. They need to pull back themselves. By the way, talking about Afghanistan, another blast, a Taliban suicide blast in the center of Kabul, killed at least 10 people, wounded more than 40 yesterday, destroying cars and shops in an area near the headquarters of Afghanistan's NATO force and the U.S. Embassy. Not their first rodeo there. And the Afghan government is pushing back against American diplomats on the eve of the troop withdrawal deal with the Taliban. They don't like it either. They've not been included. They're concerned that the proposed agreement does not include enough assurances that the insurgents will abide by their promises after American troops leave entirely. They believe there'll be a vacuum which will be started by a civil war, the likes of which they haven't seen. By the way, the United States, the Trump administration, stepped up pressure on Iran, imposing more new sanctions on an oil shipping network with ties to Iran's Revolutionary Guard and offering a reward of up to $15 million for anyone with information that could disrupt its faltering economy even further. We'll see how that works out. And, of course, Iranian officials have, in the meantime, ratcheted up pressure ahead of a week-long weekend nuclear deadline for European nations to come up with a solution for Iran to sell its oil abroad in the aftermath of the escalated U.S. sanctions. Don't know where that's going to go. We'll see. And the president left the door open for a possible meeting with the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani at the upcoming U.N. General Assembly meeting in New York. We'll see how that goes out, if that works. But the olive branch has been extended for a conversation. And Iran publicly unveiled its latest military drone this week, an event announced in English to make the Western audiences aware of it. They have a brand new combat drone. We'll see what they can do with it. They also said they would take another step away from the 2015 nuclear deal by starting to develop more centrifuges to speed up its uranium enrichment, but also gave Europe 2 more months to try to save the multilateral pact. Whether they'll do it or not, don't know. And those British sailors... Iran has released 7 of the 23 crew members from the British flag tanker Stena Imperial that was seized earlier this summer. Now, these 7 that were released are apparently from Sweden, because the Swedish foreign minister announced this yesterday. All righty, the Truckers Highway and Byway coming right up here. And then after that, Denise Simon. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old.
the Highway Junkie song, and we're going to get it going with the Highway and Byway Report here with everything that's going on out there tonight. So thank you very much, guys, and here we go, because we've got a lot to talk about. Now, the hurricane is still out there. It's further up the line, but let me read you the statement that's out that just came out here. Hurricane Dorian continues to move northeastward up in the southeastern coastline. By Saturday, portions of New England will be impacted by the center of Dorian as it passes well offshore. But in the meantime, minor to moderate coastal flooding from the storm surge and damaging winds will continue to move into the southern mid-Atlantic. Tornadoes will be still around today. Eastern North Carolina, they were bouncing all over the place yesterday. They did quite a bit of damage in certain areas. They're to be expected today. But right now, we're up into the northern part of South Carolina. Got some scattered rain behind it. I'll get into that in a minute. We do definitely have the main part of the storm is currently today in North Carolina, eastern North Carolina, east of I-95, and east of I-95 in Virginia. Certainly Chesapeake Bay, Virginia Beach, Norfolk. They steamed the Navy ships out of there to put them out at sea because they do much better at sea than they do sitting at a dock bobbing and weaving and banging into each other, if you will. Rain is also up ahead of it, moving into Delaware and Jersey and coastal sections of New York. Long Island looks like you're getting rain. Might be getting some rain in southern Connecticut right now. If not, you're going to be. But the hurricane conditions will exist in North Carolina and parts of Virginia today, moving away, probably gone by around noontime or thereabouts in the northern part of South Carolina, where they got pounded pretty good yesterday in terms of wind and rain. But there you go. Now, let's start out with Florida, because we do have some weather here in Florida. South Florida, you're not looking bad tonight. Maybe it might be a little bit windy down there, but not bad at all. Coming up I-75, getting up here from about Fort Myers through Tampa, up into about Pasco, maybe Hernando County, over into Orlando. We will have a high heat advisory today where temperatures will be in the 90s, but the heat advisory will take it up into 105 to 108 degrees. That's what it'll feel like outside, so it's going to be a little toasty. There is some rain tonight up along Jacksonville to the Georgia border along I-95, so be advised of that. Otherwise, I've told you about I-95 north in North Carolina and Virginia and Maryland. And by the way, you want to avoid, if you're coming down south, you want to try to avoid an I-95 altogether south of, say, Delaware. You want to get yourself over onto I-75 or I-85 or something, anything, to get you away from where the weather is, I-95 east towards the Atlantic Ocean. That's a no-brainer there. All right, now taking I-75 northbound tonight, looking good all the way up into Michigan. Same for I-65 and I-35, looking good that-a-way. You do have some rain on the western side tonight of Michigan. And it also looks like as if there's some unsettled weather developing in the northwestern part of Minnesota tonight, and the eastern part of North Dakota might have some showers developing there, might have a little thunderstorm or two in the scheme of things. A little bit chilly way, way, way up north in northern Maine, where they got temperatures tonight in the 30s and 40s, and coming across I-10 looking good traffic-wise, weather-wise, until you get to Arizona, and then you've got bad, poor air quality around Phoenix going out there today. Got some weather moving in around Los Angeles today, so there might be some unsettled weather conditions there. And also up on I-20, the Dallas Metroplex, you've got some poor air quality conditions there. Going out west into Maine, out into Oregon, east of Medford, Oregon, over to the Idaho line, you've got some red flag advisories there. Very dry conditions. All it's going to take is some dry lightning strikes, and boom, you got yourself a wildfire or forest fire there. Same for Boise West in Idaho. Same situation there. And I-84, certainly going to be very dry up there. And coming down Cabbage tonight, you got some very dry conditions in that neck of the woods as well. Unsettled weather conditions over to the east of Boise over towards Wyoming and Montana, but nothing all that terrible just yet. Just possibility for rain does exist and whatnot. And that's your highway and byway report, always brought to you by the local pilot in Flying J near you. Remember now, you tell them that the captain sent you, you're going to get yourself a free cup of coffee. But if you buy one of their mugs that they've got, the hot cold mug, you can always get a soda or you can always get coffee in there for free with their mug at the pilot of the Flying J. Whichever one it is that you get, they're going to honor it. So there you go. All right. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on with this scuba boat? I heard a couple of things yesterday, and remember we were talking about an escape hatch, and I said they've got one, and somebody said, I don't know if it was our conversation, somebody said, well, how do you know it had an escape hatch? Because it had to. It had to. That's the law. And it did. And the NTSB went aboard the boat, similar to it, and they couldn't get the escape hatch open from the inside.
No, there are actually two escape hatches.
Well, the one up front, which is where the bunk area was, they could not get that hatch open on the inside. They had to take a hammer and bust it open to get the thing open.
Oh, I watched the interview. The lady that is assigned to this, she said, in the dark, it wasn't very easy, but she was able to do it.
They couldn't find it to begin with in the dark. I heard that part. Because you had to climb up on the bunk on a ladder and then climb over the bunk to the rear end of the bunk to reach to the hatch to get the hatch open, and they had a problem trying to find it. I was listening to it. I saw it, too. But anyway, and so it's what's going on here is the owner of the service, the scuba, whatever that is, service, has decided to sue, I guess, the boat manufacturer or somebody, so his liability is limited. What's that all about?
Look, the boat passed inspection just, you know, 4 or 5 months ago. The boat is designed, it's a trawler-type model, and it is designed for diving. So, you know, I think that there's going to be a lot of manipulating here on, let me say this. There'll be a lot of posturing here. Now they're saying that the crew wasn't properly trained. Well, you know, the crew was up top.
And they were trying to get the people out, but they couldn't get to, the fire was so intense they couldn't get to it.
Well,
to
and the fire was where both escape routes were in the cabin. Mm-hmm. So now there's some discussion that a phone charger was what actually caused the fire.
Correct. I've heard that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we don't know. I saw something yesterday that said it could take as long as 2 years.
Yep.
To make a final determination.
Saw that, too. And it's very unfortunate. I mean, in the meantime, 33 of the 34 people that perished, their bodies have been recovered, but there's still one that's missing, and hopefully they'll find it. Anyway, when we come back, here comes the music. More with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. By the way, several thousand people are missing in the Bahama Islands. You heard me right. Several thousand people. Death toll is definitely going to go higher. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.